Shalom, everybody! Today is Tzom Gedalia. It's a day where we commemorate the murder of Gedalia ben Achikam. When Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash almost 2,500 years ago in 3338, he had killed or exiled most of the royal family, most of the upper classes, many Kohanim, and they were led to Bavel, where many of them were, Rachmana Litzlan, murdered there. But Nebuchadnezzar did leave some Jews back in Eretz Yisrael to take care of the land, and he appointed Gedalia ben Achikam to be in charge of them. The Gemara in Nida, Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, tells us that Balis, the king of neighboring Ammon, was not happy, to say the least, that Israel was being built up again by Jews. And so he sends another Jew, Yishmael ben Netanya, to assassinate Gedalia ben Achikam. Gedalia gets warned that Yishmael is going to kill him, but Gedalia ignores the warning. And unfortunately, on Rosh Hashanah, Gedalia is assassinated by another Jew. And so, in addition to mourning over the final blow against the small remnant of Jews still left in Eretz Yisrael after the Churban, we also mourn the terrible, terrible tragedy of not only a Jew being murdered, but a Jew being murdered by another Jew. That is a brief summary of why we fast on Tzom Gedalia. And the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says in the beginning of Hilchos Ta'anios that fast days like this one are not, of course, meant for us simply not to eat, but rather days like these are meant for us to be introspective and to spur us all to do tshuva. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, and elsewhere says the following incredible statement. Amar Rabbi Avo, Makom Sheba'ale Tshuva Omdin, Tzadikim Gemurim Einam Omdim. In a place where Ba'ale Tshuva stand, even full-fledged Tzadikim Gemurim, cannot stand. It's an incredible statement. A person who sinned and does tshuva is on a higher level than a person who never sinned at all. How can that be? What does that mean? So the Marsha Marenu Rav Shmuel Edels, who died in 1631, says on that Gemara that we're not referring to a person who actually sinned, because even if they do tshuva, that would still not make them greater than a tzaddik gamur. Rather, says the Marsha, the Gemara is referring to someone who was close to sinning. In other words, they intended to sin. They were thinking of sinning because of their Yetzer Hara, and then they overcame their Yetzer Hara. And that kind of person is even greater than a person who never had the Yetzer Hara to sin. That's the Marsha. But the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Zayin says that a person who actually sinned and then does tshuva is indeed greater than a person who never sinned. And why? Because that person overcame his or her nature. That act of working on themselves, on improving themselves, on making themselves better, that act makes them greater than a person who never had to do that, who was never challenged like that. And many, many other mefarshim offer other beautiful explanations on this Gemara. I saw another beautiful explanation of Rav Simcha Bunim of Pshischa. He died in 1827. He was a Talmud of the Magid of Kuznets, and he was a Talmud of the Chozev Lublin. He was the Rebbe of the Kutzker Rebbe, of the Gerer Rebbe, the Ishbitzer. I will say parenthetically that I could not find this in any of the Sfarim that I'm aware of from Rav Simcha Bunim. If you have seen this inside, please let me know. I saw this in the Sefer Iturei Torah, written by Aaron Yaakov Greenberg. It's in volume 7 on page 45. He quotes Rav Simcha Bunim as saying the following. If a person thinks that they are a tzaddik gamur, that is, they see themselves as being perfect, they see themselves as though they've got nothing to learn, nowhere else to grow, a person like that is certainly not better than a person who knows they need to improve. Hashem cares about the process, not the bottom line. He cares about the journey, less about the destination. If a person feels like they're already there, so to speak, then what else is there for them to do? But a Baal Tshuva, they know they have room to grow. And that is on a higher level. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, today and throughout Aseres Yemei Tshuva and throughout the whole year, may we all be zoche to be Baalei Tshuva. Have an amazing day, everyone.